Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 13th of April, and I'm recording at 10.02 p.m., and that is British summertime here in London. Now, my goodness, the bulls were certainly in charge today, at least of stock markets, and let me run through these with you. But before I do that, I just got to mention just a few little announcements here. First, I do not have any copy today because I was finishing the preparation of a speech which I worked on over the weekend and earlier this week also. I'm speaking at the 20th anniversary of the Nordic Association of Electricity Traders. It's for their 20th anniversary. It's something that I've done every 5 years over the last couple of decades. So the point is that although I'm doing the audio and I've been here in the office, I do not have any written copy here today. And also, because I'm giving that speech and will be participating in their seminar, I will be away. Excuse me. I will be away all day tomorrow, Thursday. The other point to mention is that today, in my trading account, just to let you know, because I haven't had any write-up, I took the profits on my silver positions. These are my leverage trading positions in silver, and also in platinum. Now, I did that partly because they'd had good runs to the upside, they'd become a little bit overbought, and also because I'm going to be away tomorrow, and have several appointments on Friday. I thought, and also because the dollar index was firming here today, I thought, no, I'd better stand aside because that sector can be volatile. But I'm by no means moving away from it permanently. I like the sector and commodities generally, as you know. Okay, so what did these Asian stock markets do in their bullish mode? Well, very strong gains. Japan, up 2.84% for the Nikkei 225. Hang Seng, up nearly 3.19%, big gain. The China Shanghai Comp, up 1.42%, another big gain. The China Hong Kong Enterprise Index up almost 4%, and it just carried on in that way. India, good solid gains. It's been impressive recently, up nearly 2%. And let's see, Singapore up almost 2.7%. So just dramatic stuff. And also Thailand up 1.14%. Why? Well, confidence, I think, improving here, partly because there's less concern at the moment, at any rate, about China. I mean, if you're terribly worried about China, and if people have been worrying about China for the better part of a year, sometimes longer, and then you don't keep getting bad news, and China seems to be less reckless in terms of their stock market intervention, although they have been pumping it up here a little bit, but only a little bit from a very depressed level. But they've stopped worrying about the previous problem. But I think the biggest factor here overall, and this doesn't just apply to Asian stock markets, it's helping Wall Street and it's helping the European markets. And I mentioned this yesterday in the audio, and I think earlier in the week, big bull point of the dollar index's sharp decline. Now that's been dollars rallied in here today, so I'll come to that a little later in this broadcast. But needless to say, that's been a huge relief to everybody. It means that the door hasn't been firmly slammed shut on U.S. corporate profits. And so they may well pick up a little bit in the second quarter. That's my view at any rate. And it hasn't put additional pressure on borrowers of dollars in other countries. Okay, so that was the strong Asia-Pacific sector. How about Europe? Well, big games here once again. Biggest, we've got France up 3.33%. The Euro Stoxx 50 is up 3.33%. Italy's up over 4%. I mean, they're all big gains here. Germany up 3.21%. And the FTSE 100, to my chagrin, is up 1.93%. Well done, FTSE here. But that's my one loss showing on trading positions. So, strong stuff. And then Wall Street this time did not disappoint. Yesterday it came back down, but solid in here today. Dow up over 1%, S&P up exactly 1%, and the NASDAQ Composite up 1.55%. So again, solid gains. Canada did not do badly, up 0.2%. Mexico slightly more than that, and Brazil up 2.21%. So all red. All green, bulls firmly in charge. That was the intentional error. See if you were paying attention. I wish. Now, moving on. What's happened with these government bonds? Well, the yields edged up a little bit, but not all that much. 1.76. So those people have been locked in for so long, and they're so tired of hearing people like me tell them that they're running a high risk that they're just going to sit back and enjoy their money until that game stops. It will stop, but I'm not holding my breath, and neither are they. Okay, elsewhere, the VIX dropped down sharply, 13.84. Now, looking at currencies, I mentioned the dollar index had picked up a bit in here today. It's up over 860 ticks at the moment. It's at 94.819. So that's a good gain. It'd been coming down and coming down almost every day, and so it's got this bit of an upward dynamic here, which tells me we will see some follow-through take place here tomorrow. And just to give you an idea, other currencies, what have we seen here? The euro has fallen back sharply today, down to 1.1276, and that let's see what else here. The Australian dollar didn't come off that much. It's at 0.7655, perhaps because of the strength of the commodities that we're actually seeing. And the Japanese yen 109.33, and sterling is at 1.4207. I'll just look at CNY. I hadn't written that down. That's the Chinese renminbi, as you will know. And that weakened a little bit, but it's not a whole lot weaker. It's at 6.4784. Remember, it got up to almost 6.6 back in January at the beginning of the year. Now also the Indian rupee, that showing in here, that weakened a little bit here today, and we saw last week an upside key day reversal. So I think we're at the bottom of the range down near 66, and that's also where firming tone, where it turned back in December, late December and January. So the Indian rupee has weakened a little bit from this 66 level, but it's still well below its high, which was up at 68.78 rupees to the dollar, and that was back at the very end of February. All right. Now, looking elsewhere in these markets, commodities, somewhat interesting here today. Now, precious metals, first they swung around a little bit, which has made me a little bit more nervous with this dollar rallying. Palladium managed to close a dollar higher, 5.45. That's been the quietest of these, really. Silver had pushed up to 16.34 and a half, but then that backed off a bit. It's still up, and it's at $16.23, trading after hours here as I speak. But it wouldn't be at all surprising to see that pause and consolidate. And if stock markets are going to be firmer, then the fear factor will diminish somewhat. Now, also if the dollar is firmer, that will be a little bit of a headwind introduced. And looking at platinum, it's quieter here today. It's currently at 101.50. It's up almost $2 on the day. The range, it's had a choppy range though. It's at 104 on the high, so it's not all that far off the high. It's been down as low as 988 here today. And gold, not doing much in here today. 12.42. I believe that's a little bit weaker overall. In terms of oil contracts, softer here. The Brent is down 82 cents. It's at 43.87. So that's paused to consolidate those gains. And also, we've got this meeting in Doha on Sunday, and I think the market. It's one of those situations where it's better to travel than to arrive, because we've had this good rally in crude, but I don't think we're going to see fireworks. But if you take a long-term view, we know we're going to get further cutbacks, whether they're voluntary or just because people going belly up, and that will reduce supply further. And we've already seen some supply reductions, including U.S. shale producers. The WTI crude is at 41.55. And grains and beans firm in here today, right across the boards. That includes rough rice. And on that note, all the very best to all of you. And I will be back on Friday.